So Kelly, first of all, can you explain who you are and what you do on the market?
I am a market trader. I've been on Glossop Market for many years and I'm the owner of Kel & Joe's Market Cafe.
And Gaynor?
I've been on the market 5 years and my stall is anything to do with witchy or crystals or metaphysical things, really.
And we're at the market now and you're of course both keen to remind people that the market is still here and open for business.
We certainly are. We're here Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Limited stalls on a Thursday. Majority of us are open from 8 a.m. in the morning and we'd just like to remind people that the market's still here and we desperately need your support to stay here.
And so Gaynor, for you, how important is it for people to support local shops and independent traders like the market if they can?
Well, it is important because it keeps the town alive. Going out of town and shopping at big shops and doesn't help the local community. Whereas in the market, it's got a vibe, it's got the good spirit, a community spirit. People come not just to buy stuff, but even just for a chat and to catch up with people and things like that. So it's like a community hub, really.
Anything you want to add, Kelly, as well?
Yeah, well, Glossop is a market town. You know, we have a fantastic array of stalls there. And, you know, as Gaynor's just said, we have a lot of customers that come for a chat. You know, they support the local market, but they come and they become our friends, not our customers.
And some of the traders have sort of relocated from the indoor market to the outdoor market as well. So can you explain to people listening sort of what the market has on offer at the moment?
Of course. So some of us are well established from the outdoor market and some have moved from the indoor market and relocated here to the outdoor. So the stalls we have at the moment is you've got your local muffin stall, which provides you an array of muffins and cakes and pies. Then we've got Sidra's Threading Station for all your beauty needs. We have Rowlen Carpets and Vinyl Flooring. We have Michelle's Den, which has a lot of ladies' fashion and underwear. We've got Deck of Cards for all your needs for cards and balloons and any party wear you need. Then obviously we've got Gaynor's little crafty witchy corner where you have an array of different things. We've got Narnia Furniture and Homeware, which have a large selection of furnishings and soft furnishings and homeware. We have our mobile fishmonger who's here every Friday, Saturday. We've got Matt Jones with his fruit and veg. We've also got Icky's Fashion. We've got your pet stall for all your pet necessities. We've got Shed 13, which is t-shirt printing. We've got our local framer, TM Pictures. And then you've got the Market Cafe. And that's the array of stalls that we have. We also do host different events. So on the 15th, we've got a local craft market. We're also going to work alongside Glossop Fest for the bank holiday weekend, so we'll have an array of stalls and different things going on then. So we do try to host little different events to increase our footfall.
Of course, as we know, many people are struggling at the moment, obviously, with cost of living crisis. So going down to the market should be, hopefully, very affordable for people, even in these sort of difficult times.
Well, yeah, we can try to keep the prices as low as we can. Yeah, the prices vary from so many different ranges of things, really.
You know, what you find here on the market is, you know, our overheads are a lot different than you're going to find on the high street, so it gives us the opportunity to keep our prices as affordable as possible. And it's something we highly promote on the market so that we can help with people's cost of living, because times are difficult right now, and we understand that, but we are here to help, to come and support.
And so for people who may not be aware, Gaynor, when is the market open? When are the opening times?
Well, the market's open Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Like Kelly said earlier, the limited stalls on Thursday. The stalls that used to be on the indoor market are open on a Thursday out here. The stalls that were originally on the outdoor still do just Friday and Saturday. And they're normally open. Some of the stalls are open from like 8 onwards, some of them from 9 till round about between 3 and 4.
You mentioned a bit earlier about some of the special events that you hold on, but also sort of like seasonal events like Christmas and Halloween and Valentine's Day and things like that.
Oh yeah, any excuse for us to have a little get together, we jump at the chance. So yeah, we did a Mother's Day market, we did a Valentine. Our market on the 15th will be a spring market, and then we look forward to all the different events through the year. But our big event will be obviously the Christmas light switch on market, which we stay open late. We have our own Father Christmas coming to pay a visit, who spends the day here. There's no cost for Father Christmas, which helps families. around the most expensive time of the year. But yeah, we certainly jump on any opportunity that we can to get involved and get the local community involved.
And the indoor market, as we know, is currently undergoing a major refurbishment. So are you excited about that? And what will that mean for traders as well?
I think it's an exciting time for the people of Glossop. What it holds for traders, we'll never know until it actually happens. All the refurbishment details are on High Peterborough Council's website, but we're hoping that it brings a vibe to Glossop, increases our footfall, brings visitors from outside of the town into Glossop, which would be wonderful for us here on the market. So yeah, we're hopeful.
Anything you'd like to add as well, Gaynor?
I don't think she's covered it all, really. It's like, obviously, as well, we've got the car park adjacent to the market, so it's easily for people parking as well. And there's plenty of bus routes as well that come from different areas to Glossop. So
I suppose that's important for visitors as well, I suppose, isn't it?
Exactly. It'd be nice to get more visitors coming to Glossop as well, to see that it's, you know, that there is still a market actually here, even though it's not as big as it used to be. We are trying to get it bigger all the time.
And hopefully the new refurbishment will make it more attractive for visitors as well, I think.
We would hope so. Yeah, we would hope so, that it will, you know, it will increase visitors into the town, which is beneficial for the economy of Glossop. You know, it's important, but Glossop is a market town, so we want people to use us, don't lose us, and we hope that the future's bright for us all.
Kellyanne Gainey, thanks very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming.